Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about this particular story. Last night on the show, we talked about how soon is too soon to move on after death of a loved one, based on a Facebook message that we received from a lady whose father had got into a relationship with a woman after only 1 year of their mother's passing. Now, during the show, we received a message from a female listener who told us about their own situation. She said her own father has been in a relationship with a woman for the last 3 years, and his actual wife is still alive, living in a care home. Sadly, the woman has dementia, from what I believe. Oh, yes. The texter also mentioned the mother is in the late stages of dementia, and therefore the father turned from husband into carer for the last few years before the family had no choice but to put her into a care home. The woman goes on to say how it has caused turmoil in their family, and the rest of her siblings have fallen out with her father over it, and that they believe that their mother would be horrified if she was of sound mind and knew that the father was in a new relationship. This is a really difficult situation. A really difficult situation. So the family have all fallen out with each other and fallen out with the father. His wife got dementia many, many years ago. And he was a carer for her, looked after her for those years while she was at home with him. Eventually got to a point where her dementia was so bad that she had to be put into a care home. That happens and can happen because it wouldn't be good for her to stay at home, and it wouldn't be safe for anybody else, including herself. She would be a danger to herself to stay at home, and that happens, unfortunately, when people get dementia. So she goes into a care home. She doesn't even probably know who the husband is anymore. He goes in to visit her, goes in to see her, brings her in wherever she needs, and obviously has to pay for it as well, or in whatever way it's being paid for. But she doesn't know him anymore. And he started a new relationship. He's in the latter years of his life, and he started a new romantic relationship with somebody else, or a companionship with somebody else of the opposite sex. And there's a huge problem. But do you think it's okay to date somebody while your spouse is still alive, even though they may be at the advanced stages of Alzheimer's disease? Do you think it's okay to start a new relationship? But some people, like this woman's siblings, think it's completely wrong and believe that if the spouse knew what was going on, which she doesn't, probably, they would be heartbroken. Others will say a disease like this is so horrific because they may not recognise their own husband or wife, you know, and that it's necessary for them to move on. You know, maybe that father needs support himself and needs the company of somebody else to help him get through this difficult time in his life. There's many ways of looking at it. I want to get your thoughts on this today. Is it wrong? No, look, no doubt it's a very difficult situation. Is it acceptable to date somebody while your spouse is actually suffering from dementia and still alive? Or is that adultery, plain and simple? Well, I suppose definition by law, it is adultery. So here's the question. Is it adultery and cheating to date somebody while your partner is still alive and in a care home, even though she's no idea who you are anymore? Is that still adultery and cheating? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. I want to just get your opinion on it. Maybe you've been in that situation. Maybe you've had a father or mother in that situation. Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Remember, by the way, somebody with dementia, with the latter stages of Alzheimer's, can live a long life. Now, they may not know who you are, they may end up in a care home, but they could live for a long time. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Sarah, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hiya, Niall.
Good.
How are you?
You've worked with people with dementia.
Yeah, Niall, when I heard you reading out that, I just, you know what? That man is a disgrace of a human being. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know, you don't do anything like that on a person.
So that's still cheating. Well, legally it is, by the way, still adultery. You're still married.
Well, he's not married. I wouldn't class him as being married to her. I don't even know why he's hanging around her. You know? And that's uncalled for, like. You know, that should be illegal. Non-stop.
Adultery is considered immoral. It's not illegal in Ireland to be an adulteress.
No, it should be in a case like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's abuse. I don't care what you say.
Abuse of who?
Yeah, abusing the fella. Like, he's married. Like, he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing for starters.
I know this was a storyline recently, actually last year in Coronation Street. And similar situation. I can't remember who the characters were. But it was a similar situation where his wife was in a care home. She'd no idea who he was. And he was off
let me say this
having a relationship. with somebody
I
else.
I worked in a nursing home. I worked in a nursing home for years, and I looked after people with dementia and Alzheimer's. And when people turn around and say they don't remember you, there's something there with them.
Mm-hmm.
They show some emotion. And I've been around all different types of people with different types of dementia and Alzheimer's. So it's bullshit, like. You know what I mean?
So his argument that, you know, okay, he still goes to visit his wife. He looked after and cared for her right up to the point where she was put in the care home. He would have looked after her for years in the house. And his argument is that his life has to go on. You believe that's a selfish attitude?
I think it's very selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either that he should have done it the right way at the early stages. He should have either getting out.
Yeah.
You know, I know you don't know what's in front of you, but you don't do something like that. That's not human.
See, his argument is, well, sure, she doesn't know. What she doesn't know is not going to hurt her.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
But somebody should put a bit of arsenic in the drink for him or something.
Well, I must. I'm certainly not advocating that kind of
thing. I know you're not advocating it, but no. Niall, seriously, it's not right.
And would you, this has caused obviously turmoil in the family between her and her siblings, the daughter, who sent us the text last night. And, you know, but you can understand why the siblings are so upset, obviously.
You're right, I can. I don't feel that he has even the right to even go and visit her. Like, that is betrayed. He's going in on false pretense for his stairs. You know what I mean? That is abuse. That is a form of abuse. And that's exactly what he's doing.
But I suppose his argument, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm only giving you his side of the argument. His side of the argument would be, well, I'm not doing any harm to her. I'm looking after her. I'm still paying for her to be in there.
She's not looking after her.
No,
let
me finish. She doesn't know who I am anymore. And
so why is he going in to visit her then? He was 100%
sure
of that.
Well, maybe he still does care about her.
No, I say it's guilt. It's nothing to do with caring. If he really cared about her, there's no way
he'd be with somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And whoever the girl is, whoever he's with, ought to be ashamed of herself. She's the one that needs a good slap of a wet fish. Because the two of them actually do.
Yeah, she clearly knows he's still married and has a wife in a care home.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Leave the two of them to themselves and let them go far, far away and keep away from the family.
So if that was your father, you would ban him from seeing your mother?
I'd disown him.
Right, okay.
That's it. Like, he's going under. Well, who is he actually pretending to be going into the nursing home for stairs?
Well, he's going in as her husband.
Yeah, but how can he go in as her husband? You know what I mean?
He still legally is her husband.
Well, that, no way. If I was the daughter, I'd get on to that and I'd block him from going in visiting him.
Say it every second. Rita, you're in Ireland's classic. It's Aiden, Rita.
Niall, how you doing?
You've heard what Sarah's saying. She said basically, I wouldn't even let him go in and see her at this stage. It's a form of abuse, nearly, that he's cheating on her, even though she doesn't know that.
Yeah, no, my father's in a nursing home now at the moment. Now, my mother, now she's no longer with us. But I don't.
Can you do me a favour, Rita? Can you just move away from the radio because we can hear it in the background?
I'm going to turn her off.
Yeah, no. Okay, yeah. It's just a bit of a delay.
Never.
Thanks,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, my father is in a nursing home and my mother, like I said, is no longer with us. And I don't think I'd like it either now. If my mother or my father was to do anything like that and go up and see them, no, I don't think it's right, Niall. I don't think it's right at all. It's heartbreaking. It's bad enough you're going up and looking at them. You know what I mean? And then, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not right. It's not right.
So you believe there's no justification for the father to be looking for another relationship? Maybe he's lonely, you know, because obviously he's only going in to see her maybe once a week or twice a week or whatever it is he goes in to see her, and she doesn't know who he is anymore.
How old is the man? I never got the age.
Well, they didn't tell us the age. They didn't in the message. We didn't get the age. So I'm assuming they're in their elder years, obviously.
Right.
This is an assumption I'm making. They're at least 60 anyway, aren't they? Probably.
Yeah, well, you can still go and get support and help or whatever needs you need to. You know, there's plenty of, especially in nursing homes, you have plenty of support there for families.
I'm not saying they don't.
I know that, but even him, like, you know, he's probably another escape into another woman, Niall.
You know, I can even imagine his poor family now, all these sons and daughters. I can imagine how they're feeling.
It's caused turmoil in the family because some agree with it and some disagree with it, clearly. Yeah. And, you know, And this, you know, some of the siblings have said the mother would be horrified if she knew, but she clearly doesn't know because she's not of sound mind, sadly, at the moment.
Do you know what? You have family members there that disagree with that, and they can go advocacy for them. They can go and say, listen, this is what's happening with my father. I don't want them coming in to the nursing home under false pretense, pretending to be the husband.
I don't think they can stop him going in. It's his wife.
Oh, well, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, Rita, would you stop him going in?
If it was my father.
Yeah,
Niall, I think so. I think I would, because it.
Well, in your way, in your situation, it's the other way around. Sadly, your mum's passed away, but in your situation, it's the other way around. Let's say your mum was still with us, and she went off, and your father's got dementia. You're saying
I don't think I'd let my mother in the same. I don't think I could. I wouldn't be able to, because it'd be heartbreaking, Niall. I would be now, honestly. It'd kill me.
Well, it's breaking your heart, but it wouldn't be breaking your mother's or your father's heart if he was in the day.
I know,
because he would know.
No, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Girls, I completely agree with both of you, but I'm just trying to take the alternate argument.
No, Niall, people with Alzheimer's and dementia, as I said in my text, they are not stupid. You may come across that they don't know you. For years when I worked in nursing home, days and nights, I'm a night with people with dementia. And it's a different type of behaviour that can be very challenging. But when you're there alone with them, looking at them, and they're staring into their eyes, they know if they had a visit that day or not. The people that are walking in the background behind that, and when their visitors go, and when their loved ones go, we pick up on certain behaviours that we see. And we know that from the visit.
Somebody's just texted in and says, "Now, can you tell those two ladies that people have physical needs as well?"
Of course you do.
Well, I think they're referring to the man's physical, maybe sexual needs or something. I don't know.
Well, whatever. There's plenty of other ways you can deal with that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to go out and get another woman, bring her back to the family and say, this is it.
Well, I doubt he's parading around in front of the family now.
He must be, if it's upsetting the family.
Well, yeah. Well, he's meeting her, obviously, and has a relationship with her, you know. Stay there, both of you, because Phil, you disagree. Phil, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Phil?
Hey, Niall, how are you getting on?
Grand. Phil, you disagree, and you think, you know, well, that's not such a big deal, really. I can't hear you, Phil. Whatever's wrong with your phone line there, fix your phone.
I'm on the phone. I'm travelling back from Carver Castle, Niall.
Right, okay, well, don't pick up the phone, so we'll go on, but let's disagree here.
You try and hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't believe, you know, dementia is a lot of different formulas and a lot of different, heights, lows, this, that, violent, non-violent, challenging behaviours, non-challenging, all of that goes into all of dementia. Depends on what part of the brain that the dementia has taken over. But I don't think if a man's wife or a woman's husband has lost their train of thought or whatever and only can remember you every now and again, that's what she's going through or he's going through in his life and his soul past. And if they are marrying this and that, it doesn't say that the man, the husband, I'm not saying that he's disloyal to her in any way, or she would be disloyal to the husband, vice versa. I think that they should be left to live their life again. And if they do meet somebody, okay, and just keep the respect with the partner that's in the nursing home and keep visiting their partner in the nursing home and keep looking after their better needs and their well-being. And that's it.
Just wait until his wife passes away and then go and do it on her. Not when she's still alive.
He might be too old. He could be too old to wait till she passes.
He's not too old to
dementia,
sit together, is he?
And you've got about dementia. You've got dementia for 5 years. You've got dementia for 20 years. You've got dementia for 15 years.
Okay, I'm losing your line, Phil. I'm going to try and get you back in a few minutes. But in the meantime, I just want to... I tell you what, stay there, please, with me, ladies, if you can. I'm just going to go to Suzanne as well. Suzanne, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Hi, Niall. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to be on air with you.
Thanks very much indeed. And it's a pleasure to have you on the air with us as well.
Thank you. Well, I was just going to say that I think he's amazing for looking for happiness after such a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did his best while he could and... You know, I feel like his children would prefer if they lost both of their parents.
Right.
In a way, you know.
Okay, so if this was you in this situation, you'd be happy for your father that he's met somebody else.
Well, indeed. I am in a very similar situation. My father has dementia and he's basically gone for years. He doesn't remember anything. He doesn't know where he is. He's no short-term memory. And my mother had found someone a couple of years ago. And she still looks after my father.
Okay, so your mother's in this situation. Okay.
My mother is in this situation, and I'm so happy for my mother that she's happy.
Okay, and what age group is your mother in? What age is she?
They're between 50 and 60, the two of them.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. So they're not that old. Okay, so they're quite young. Because dementia can affect people at different ages, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you were happy for your dad, that, or for your mom, that she has found love again?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you don't consider it cheating?
Absolutely not. I'm just so happy for my mother, you know, and like if she didn't do what she's doing now, she'd be sitting at home with my father, just being constantly upset. You know, why?
Well, I think she'd be sitting at home taking care of her father.
And that's like, what she still does. She still does. And, you know, like, think about it in a way, if you had dementia or if you were that sick as the lady is and being cared for, like, would you want your loved ones to suffer because of your health issues? Because I wouldn't. I wouldn't want my husband, I wouldn't want my children to suffer just because I got sick.
Well, that's sort of people's concept of suffering. You know, I think it's a moral duty in any way for a husband or a child or a daughter to take care of their parent.
I think it's, yes, but she is being taken care of.
She yeah, with another man. Your father is there and he has dementia, and your mother is okay, she's doing her best taking care of your father, but yeah, she's with another man.
Yes, thank God.
You know, is there no compassion there for the father, like, you going know, through what he's going through?
At this age, right, it's very difficult for anyone to find any sort of happiness. She has now someone to travel with, someone to take care of her, you know, because she needs support just as much. She's just a person like anyone else.
I totally understand that, but, like, when you're married to somebody, well, this is just for me in anyway, like, you accept what's going to happen in the future. Like, if that ever happens to my husband, I know I'd love to do many things right now, but if he took sick, I would have to drop those plans. I may not like them. I'd have to get support in dealing with them.
Basically,
but it doesn't mean I have to go off and get another
somewhere else. Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you're saying that you would just give up on your own life.
Oh, Jeannie, no, I would never give up on my own life.
Yes,
but there's plenty of help and support out there for people to get. You don't have to, like, that's another form of being selfish and escaping to another reality and not facing up your responsibilities. And that's
it's
only me personally.
It's looking after yourself.
Well, it's your concept of being selfish. I'm just saying for me personally.
Do you think Suzanne's mother is selfish for wanting to have happiness in another relationship while her husband, albeit with dementia, is still alive? Do you think that's selfish of her to want
under
happiness?
Under that condition, yeah, because of the condition of
her husband.
And we're talking about long, long years here.
Her husband could live a long life with dementia. I mean, he could, you know, he could live for many years.
Why can't the mother not be happy with the like people with dementia can still go out and do things.
Well, let's not get into the relationship between my parents, because that's not the topic here.
No.
But this person's wife.
But the topic is you're married to a person. That is still the same thing. I'm not going to go deep into the conversation because I'm on my break and I'm going to head back now. But what I'm saying is, it is a relationship. Your mother and father have that bond of being married
and take care
of each other.
In sickness and in health and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah. And that is.
She didn't bail on that.
But see, I don't know where you're...
Well, I do get the point that Suzanne is making. She hasn't bailed on that. She's still looking after her husband in sickness and in health. The only difference is that she has another relationship of somebody who's supporting her as well. And I know, Sarah, you have to go back to work and I understand that. So we want to go to Katrina as well. Thank you, Sarah. Katrina, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Katrina?
Hi, guys. I am wonderful and I'm driving so I can hear you. I hear me well.
Okay, but you can see it from both sides.
I definitely can, to be honest, because I can see where... Okay, the mother is in the nursing home, she's got dementia, and now the children are upset. And I can completely understand that. While the children would be, right, we imagine our parents probably be together and looking after each other till the end of the days, right?
Yeah.
But I can also see the father's point of view. While he obviously, as you said, he's been looking after his wife for a good while. It doesn't say how long, whatever it was, while she was still home. So this wasn't easy for him, for sure not, right?
Of course.
And now, I mean, what is he supposed to do? I know one of the ladies said there on the radio, on the chat there a few minutes ago, that it would be okay if he waited till she was gone. I mean, it just sounds to me what a terrible thing to say, no? It's like, I mean, you prefer to wait for how long? I mean, he could be gone before.
He could. Yes, yes.
You know, that could happen, you know. Like,
oh, yeah, he could be in an accident tomorrow or he could get some serious illness or whatever,
Whatever can happen. So what is he supposed to do with his life? I mean, hang around and wait till the love of his life possibly is gone and he doesn't have anything left, type of thing. I don't know.
See, I suppose there's a lot of... I'm going to point out something, and I certainly don't want this to come across as racism, right? Mm. But both yourself and Suzanne are not Irish, I detect from your accents, okay?
Yeah, now,
in Ireland, because it's a Catholic country and a very Catholic country, that marriage is taken very seriously. And one of those vows of marriage, and I'm sure, by the way, where you come from as well, marriage is taken very seriously, right? But one of those vows of marriage is, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. And people take that very seriously in this country.
Yes, look, I am from Slovakia myself. I would believe that that's pretty much Catholic country as well, anyways. But I just believe that we all have kind of rights to a happiness and happy life.
But are we culturally different then? Are Irish people culturally different that they believe there's a lot more importance to this, that you must suffer because somebody else is suffering too? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, the suffering part is just like, is this like during your life you have to suffer?
Yeah.
Is it how you look at the life, is it?
Maybe.
Anyways, I just think that life's too short and we have to make the most of it because you don't know, your days are short. So, I mean, for the father, it must have been super difficult decision to make and to move on must have been wow. So I just say that children should probably accept and respect his decision. And maybe, okay, I'm not saying that they will ever support the decision, right? But just let him get on with his life and be happy.
Is it disrespectful? But is it disrespectful to the... She's still alive. Like, I mean, Suzanne, where are you from originally, Suzanne?
I'm Hungarian.
Okay, so I mean, is this a culturally Irish thing? When I hear kind of Irish people, when I say Irish people, people who were obviously born here and raised in this country feel differently about this topic.
No, I'm very sure that Hungarians wouldn't feel the same way I do.
Okay,
we are Catholics, but I just believe that it takes a lot of courage to go after what you love in life and to get out from a place where you feel sad. And you know, once, like, that man has lost so much and he came back from where he was, you know.
Yeah, I do see both sides of it, by the way, you know, like Katrina, I do see both sides of it. I can see both sides of it, but I also see the side that very traditionally in Ireland, if you go back a long, long time, I suppose, you know, marriage is taken very seriously. And by the way, you know, I was married for 25 years, I'm divorced now, but I took marriage very seriously. I mean, and, you know, and I believe the family is very important. And I understand why the siblings are a little bit upset about this. And I understand why it's caused so much turmoil in the family, because they see their mother as their mother and their father as the father. And they don't want that bond to be broken, but they see it being broken now.
Niall, another thing. Sorry, go on, Susan.
Yeah, no, it's just nothing's going to bring their mother back.
No.
You know?
Sadly.
And just seeing their father, you know, be suffering because their mother is gone is just not fair to him. And I think fair play to him. And if anybody is out there trying to do the best for themselves, they are not selfish. They're taking care of themselves and they're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Niall, I was just thinking that maybe as well, it might be generational or, you
yes,
know, based on
possibly.
The age. Because I think I am probably maybe a bit younger than the other two ladies that were there on the on the call previously. So
how old, can I ask your age, Katrina?
Oh yeah, 100%. I am nearly 34 next month. So
okay, Suzanne, how old are you?
Same, yeah, 35.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking like maybe we are just a little bit more liberal if that's the point of view, and probably a bit more, okay, life's too short, let's enjoy, other than maybe the...
Yeah, we only get one shot at it. There's no dress rehearsal, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe the other ladies look at it as, like, you know, the typical traditional Catholic values, as you were saying, you know, that this is just not what you do type of thing, you know? So maybe that's the different point there as well.
Yeah, okay, okay. And I'm not suggesting you don't have Catholic values or you don't have, you know, values or moral values. I think you both do have moral values, but just look at it slightly differently, I suppose. That's the point, isn't it? All right, well, look, we have to go to break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I just want to play just a bit of audio here, if I can find it. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay, is it the inheritance ones you want me to play? Okay, that's it. Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
They are only jealous because of their inheritance. I work with elderly people and dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, the person really is just gone from their body. It's gone from their mind. It's just the body left. If the man needs comfort in the last years of his life and he's found it, good for him. His family are only jealous in case they lose the inheritance. Shame on them.
Shame on them.
Hi, Niall. Not coming on. My reception here is rubbish. Even trying to record a message is rubbish as well. My mum and dad divorced after 28 years of marriage, 32 years together. About 5 years later, she got with this other fella. He was more of a father to me than my own father was. They were together, the best bones, I think it was 25, maybe 28 years themselves. My mother got Alzheimer's for 12 years, so we had plenty of time to grieve her loss passé. But her carer ended up with my stepfather moving in for the last year of my mum's life. Now, my mum knew nothing about it, of course. Now, at the time, there's four brothers and one sister, including me, of course. And two of the brothers wanted to beat the crap out of him. And me being the youngest, I went, he's been great to mum. He's wiped her backside. He's done everything for her. Took the embarrassment, the beatings off her while she was going through her stages. I said, I'm sorry. Yes, it's too soon. He should never have moved her in. But, you know, he's not a spring chicken no more. In that time, he was just coming up to his 70s. I said, leave him alone. Let him have the rest of his life. Unfortunately, 10 years they were together. They did get married, but she died of cancer herself, his new partner. But he's still happy out. He's 80-odd now, and we're still in touch. And a lovely guy. It is difficult for the family to see it, but at the end of the day, it's just one of those things. Life goes on.
Yep. Okay, let me go to Liz. Liz, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Liz?
Hi, now.
That's an interesting story, isn't it? He ended up with the carer who was looking after his wife. But look, he wished his stepfather the best because he understood the situation, although the other siblings weren't too pleased about it. I mean, what does one do in that situation?
I don't know. I think you have to look at it from the perspective of, like, I don't know how long our dad was looking after our mama home. And if they were on their own in the house, like, that means he's alone in his home. And is that what they want for him? To live out his years alone, sad, missing his wife who's in a nursing home because he can't look after her anymore? Because that's a hard thing to take too.
The way they're looking at the family are obviously divided, and the way some of the siblings are looking at it is he's cheating on his mother. He's still married to her.
And I can see that point of view, but I'd say, like, we just recently put my mum into a nursing home just a month ago. Because, like, she has a type of Parkinson's, but, like, myself and my dad looked after her as best we could at home till we couldn't anymore. But if I thought that for 1 minute that he was running out, getting rid of her into an orphan home just to meet somebody else, it'd be a different story. But it was killing him not being able to look after her, how he knew she needed to be looked after.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, it broke his heart to have to even put her into an orphan home because he'd rather care for her himself.
And there does come a point where you just have to accept you cannot look after somebody anymore.
Yeah. And I think if it was a couple of years down the road now and that he met somebody else, even if my mum was still alive, like, I think I'd be, not so much like that I'm hoping for it, but, like, I think it'd be nice to see that spark of happiness in him again. Do you know what I mean? And
you'd be happy for him.
In a way, yeah, because it can't be easy, you know. I'm sure they were together a long time, like, you know. And as I said, especially if they were in the home, just them, because I'm sure they have grown, like all their children are grown and probably gone, even though they might have been helping to care for her.
And how, by the way, how is your mother of mind? Is she sound of mind?
She is, but there's a lot of confusion there because my mum's problem was her balance went.
Okay.
And so she was having an awful lot of falls and constantly hitting her head.
Right.
So, and that's why we couldn't care for her anymore, because the falls were getting more frequent.
Okay.
That right.
When he goes in to see her, she recognises him.
Oh yeah, in that sense, yeah.
That's kind of a bit different, you know, in a sense that there's an argument there. Well, the argument they're making in this particular message was because she's dementia, she doesn't even know who he is, so she doesn't even know anything about it. But it would be deceit if he was having a relationship with someone else while your mother's still sound
in
of
my
mind.
Situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
with the dementia situation, it's such a gradual thing that he's been losing her over time.
Yep, true.
And that must be awful to feel like you're losing your partner even though they're still with you.
Well, look, I have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, I've run out of time, Liz, and I understand the point you're making, and you can see both sides, but I suppose is the point you're making as well.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.